How do you feel during your work? What is difficult and what is positive?
While I'm doing it, it's quite difficult again because of the 9 hours. There's not enough time to kind of get into it really. But the first 2 or 3 hours of every day I found just flew by. It was, before I knew it, like somehow I'd find the time in various ways that like something would pause, I'd have to pause it or like something. Or their lunch would come and I'd be like, okay, yeah, it's probably around lunchtime. But the first 2 or 3 hours would just go straight past. And then there'd be a big lull in lots of the days where then it would just drag on and on and on, and it just doesn't seem to move past anything. And then the final few hours would go pretty quickly. But the big thing, here's the positive. The big positive that I learned was I thought it was all about the mundanity. I thought it was all about the boringness, which would then, day after day after day after day, kind of break me a little bit. And then it's once I've broken, then for me the project really starts. That then how do I rebuild? That do I rebuild with the only stimulation being someone else's sight and sound? Will I start to believe this? Will my brain trick me into believing this is a coping method? So I think it would. Rationally, I think it would. But we'll see. But then the thing that really shocked me was Stefan, the person from Linz. He's a 49-year-old man, turned 50 next month. And he would talk to me a lot, and he would try to keep it as engaging as possible, which was a big breakthrough moment for me personally, that I was so shocked that it took me 5 years to realise this, but the footage needs to be engaging, which makes perfect sense as soon as you say it, that gaming, VR is a gaming thing in technology as a whole, but gaming or apps or whatever, their primary focus is on engagement. How can we keep you engaged? And that makes sense, because although this isn't about technology for me, we are using technology, so it has to be engaging. And that was my big breakthrough kind of moment, actually, that the big positive that came out of this trial run, which I wasn't really expecting any, that was by far the biggest, and that was more than I could have ever wished for, that we now really know some parameters that we want for the other person in terms of how they behave and act, and not scripting what they do, that now we just have to be clever in the type of person that we select. That he's a lecturer, Stefan, at university in England, which then he chose to do that. He chose to narrate. He chose to make it interesting. He chose to explain to me who people are in relation to him when most other people don't. I'm having to guess that, is that your girlfriend? Is that not your girlfriend? Do you like them? Do you hate them? That, what is this context? And as a lecturer, you naturally do that. So we need to be clever in that decision without telling them what to do. Because I was very clear that the only rule that I gave everyone when they were recording their life is that it has to stay in your head and it has to be recording. Otherwise, you're free to do as you please. You can talk to me, you can not talk to me, you can mess about with me, you don't have to, you can sit, you can have a nap, you can do anything, just as long as it's recording and on your head. Yeah. And I guess the big negative that came was the fourth day, was I know I can get like that a bit, especially when you're in isolation, that I do lots of meditation retreats in preparation for this isolation. And I would go into a negative headspace around day 3 or day 4, which was when this went bad for me. But I wasn't expecting that to happen because I'm only doing 9 hours a day. I'm not in a 10-day silent meditation retreat where I'm not talking to anyone or having any stimulation. So I was very shocked that that would happen to me here in this setting. But I do think there are external things that had a big part in it. But nonetheless, how I coped with it was what surprised me. I thought that I would be able to cope with it when that would happen. That's why I've specifically been going to meditation, is how to learn to cope with this. And I'm disappointed in myself at not being able to cope with it, and coping with it horrendously badly, really. So it shows me that I still need to go on these meditation retreats and still practice this, because it wasn't a good place.
What is the relation between you and the persons in the video? How does it develop during your work, during the day?
So in this one, for the trials, I knew a few of those people. So I got an excellent selection of people, a really great range of gender, ethnicity, age and sexuality. And I was really happy at how I'd managed that, ranging from a 33-year-old mother of 3, all under the age of 5, to a 31-year-old black person from a council estate in London who has 6 children with 3 different women who lives with his mother. There was a really nice range of people that I managed to get, but then the day before, a few days before, people pull out. And I understand that. I would have just liked a bit more notice, because then it meant that I've only now got a week to find some more people. This is very difficult. So then I would then call on people that I knew. because then it was a bit easier, and I knew then we could get an 18-year-old, or I knew then we could get whoever that. So a few of them I knew, which then changed it a bit, because I already have the context of you. So then watching their lives, it was interesting, but slightly from a gossipy way, in a kind of, oh, this is fun for me to see this now. But then the people that I didn't know, who were the final three people in this, those were by far the best. I think they took it maybe slightly more seriously as well, because they didn't know me. And then, like Stefan, he would then narrate things, and I really felt that I got to know him. There were some really lovely moments with Stefan where he just sat in his room, and it's kind of just this verbal consciousness is coming out of him, where he starts telling me about the mould in his windows and how he needs to get that fixed by Christmas or winter, because otherwise it would get too bad. Or he would really like some paintings in his room, and then just discussing it with me. And it was, and then I really felt like I got to know him. I really felt that then we were going on this journey where by the end of it, I really want to be his friend, and that I feel so intimate. And then when I met him here, then I started discussing with him, yeah, I really do think you need an abstract painting there. Did you think about this type of painting? Or, yeah, I like, if you used the mirror, it would be nice if then you reflected something to make the room look bigger. And then we're really, then he went to an exhibition, and he was saying, should he bring his students here or there? And then I'm saying, no, I think the exhibition was terrible, but you should bring them to the upstairs one. And he has no context to me, but I have so much context to him, which is then quite a nice relationship when we then meet, if not a bit creepy, but, you know, it's quite an interesting, that I really felt like I got to know them, the intimacy of it. Even just seeing how someone goes to the toilet. I've always wondered, do I use too much toilet paper, for example? But now seeing other people, it's that actually, no, people use far more than me, that I'm okay on that front. Maybe they need to. I don't know, there's a real intimacy in it. There's such a realness that what do you do when you're on your own and you're just scrolling through your phone? Even just seeing your news feed, that's so revealing. That's so, on the 18-year-old girl, there's lots of naked women on hers, but then on Stefan's, for example, there's lots of cultural interesting things. Just from that split second, I get such a sense of who you are. Yeah, and that goes on throughout the day. That, no, everyone was great, everyone I really liked, but, and I really felt like I get to know them by the end of it.
Yeah.